All righty, Brian. So I want to get back to the question here so that everybody can find out, because I know this is the burning question on everybody's mind. What is the one non-negotiable health habit you have that you never compromise on?
Well, it's the 80-20 rule.
Ah, first person to say that one. Please expand for everybody, whether they may not know about the 80-20 rule. And how does that apply for you? What do you do with that? How do you use that?
So nutritionally, I make sure that I eat, you know, the highest quality food I can find 80% of the time. And then the other 20% of the time, I'm going to live a little bit. You know, and you asked, you know, what's non-negotiable, and that's the non-negotiable thing is you know, being able to give myself a treat every once in a while, or, you know, if, you know, life throws a curveball, go and have some dark chocolate or some ice cream, and or, you know, go out and eat a Chipotle burrito or whatever else it may be.
Now, do you do that in other areas of your life besides nutrition then?
That's the one I most focus on with the 80-20 rule, but yeah, absolutely. You know, it's social life. Sometimes I need to be social and sometimes not. And just giving myself that wiggle room to...
Well, and I'm sure it's probably something like, okay, if you want to stay up a little bit later that night and you're going to sacrifice sleep for a single night to go out, hang out with friends, hang out with just family, go see a movie, whatever it might be, you're going to do that. But you know that you're doing that and you're enjoying what you're doing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the 80-20 rule, but, you know, speaking on sleep, that offers me the ability to stay up late two nights out of every week and a half.
So, and there it is.
I'm able to live a little bit. What do you know?
Hey, I think that's another something that everybody can just take home is, okay, you're still trying to be as healthy as you can. You know that not only you, but for themselves, all right, I'm being healthy, but I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to have some food that I want to have. It's just not having that for the 80% and switching up that 80-20. It's keeping the 80 to the good. 20 is, hey, that conscious decision to enjoy what you're having. But as you even said, you're still sourcing this from the best things that you can. That sounds like some pretty darn good ice cream or dark chocolate that you're going to be having. So 80-20 is always a relative term then too.
Absolutely. It's got a little leeway built into my leeway.
So that's a perfect answer. I hope everybody can appreciate that. And I want to make sure everybody, hey, go below, click on those links, check out Brian's, not only his website, the Pain Free Fitness there, but go on Facebook, see what he's posting, and check him out, shoot him an email, contact him, and hopefully he can help you guys out as well.
All right. Awesome. Thanks a lot, Nick. And absolutely, please, always looking for more friends and more chat, and definitely connecting with people. It's definitely an important part of my life. So thanks.
Perfect. Thanks, Brian.